Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, the second consecutive day at practice that we have seen the quarterback bucket drill. We saw Brady Tippett, we saw Hoyer Tippett, and then we saw Mallett put one in there.
We lamented on Monday about how late it was into camp before we saw that drill, and now 2 days in a row, Ryan Mallett, the star of the show. It looked like Brady had a word with Mallett afterwards. I think maybe Brady was upset that, you know, one of the younger quarterbacks was, you know, kind of showed him up in that drill. But nevertheless, it doesn't give us the full barometer of how these quarterbacks are doing, but good for Mallett to get it in.
Hey, a little competition never hurt anybody.
Absolutely not. I think these are three competitive guys.
I would say so. All right, let's jump into our extra points. Brian, start us off.
Yeah, it looked like the defense had the better of the offense on this Tuesday practice, especially late when they were doing two-minute drill, field goal kind of work, and the offense did not really shine. In fact, all three quarterbacks were intercepted at one point. Patrick Chung intercepted Tom Brady, a pass that was thrown in triple coverage. Derek Martin had an interception off a tip with a Brian Hoyer throw, and Nate Ebner intercepted Ryan Mallett. So not a great day for the offense there at the end. And it's been kind of up and down, as we've talked about, been pretty up and down for quite a while in camp, and we'll see if, especially the backups, a week from Monday, or this coming Monday, when they play the Eagles, if they can have a little more success.
Right, well, certainly a good day for the defense, though.
You'd have to say so. It's kind of like the game against the Saints, you know, right. A 7-6 game. Well, the offense really not much to shine, not much to show for. The defense, a lot of success.
Right, well, I'm going to talk about the top two running backs who I think performed the best at practice today. That is Shane Vereen and Stephen Ridley. Vereen, I have to say, over Ridley, though, he looked a lot more powerful in 11-on-11 drills. And in the one-on-ones, also, he just looked more a lot more powerful. He had a lot of great catches. Stephen Ridley, not too far behind him, but he did have one really bad drop that was hard to watch. And you know what? I'll actually throw Brandon Bolden in there. He looked pretty good, too. He had a lot of one-handed catches, which was a lot of fun to watch.
For a 90-man roster, you know, only those three and Danny Woodhead, those have been the only guys practicing this week. And Eric Catani has joined the ranks of the not practicing. So 90 guys on the roster, only four at running back who have been participating. Thin ranks there and at tight end.
Right. All right. Well, that will wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We will see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.